Can I speak to Mr. Luckwell?
Yeah, speaking.
You sent an email to Toll Registrations regarding a domain name, luckwell.com?
That's right, yes, that's right.
Can you give me some more details?
Basically, I know who's responsible for buying the domain from you, and I found your details through checking up on the Suez server. But this chap has been trying to ridicule me and defame me for some time, and I'm getting a bit fed up with it. And the other day, when I looked at when I accessed the name, and it was pointing to a rather awful site containing awful images.
Can you describe the nature of the images?
Child pornography, the easiest way of doing it.
Right. So
I didn't bother to read through the whole thing, and I'm not suggesting that Mr. Bailey, who is the chap I'm aware of, bought the thing. I'm not suggesting necessarily that he's a plot, because that he has had the site on his thing, but he seems to be responsible for dealing with this sort of thing, you know. So I know he's registered. So
you've said in your email.
Well, he put it was in such a way that it mentioned my name, and it mentioned that I had all these images on it, you know, and it would pertain that I was responsible for it, which I'm not. You know, so obviously I'm annoyed about it. I have actually brought it to the attention of the police.
Right.
But I've sent you an email, you know. But obviously I would obviously be grateful for anything you can do in relation to it.
You say in your email that the images were published by Mr. Bailey.
I'm not sure 100% whether that's accurate or not, but I mean, obviously my first reaction was probably that, yes.
Right.
Certainly the website is, anyway.
Sorry?
Certainly the website that used to be at luckwell.com was published by him, anyway. And obviously he's in charge of the whole thing, you know.
Right.
I'm basically just bringing it to your attention, you know. I mean, I thought you would need to know, sort of thing.
Right. The problem is that this is a very serious allegation.
Yes. Tell me about it, you know. I mean, that's.
I mean, if that is the case, then this is a matter for the police.
Yes, well, that's why it's been brought to their attention as well.
So you've brought to the attention of the police.
Yes.
The allegation that on luckwell.com,
yes,
there were indecent images of children.
Exactly.
Right. Who did you actually speak to, and we can follow it up?
Well, it's gone through a chap called John Horner, down in Carmarthen.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I've only just left a meeting with him now.
Right.
So I was discussing it with him, you know.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, I didn't want to implicate myself in it.
Yeah.
So I haven't printed out the whole website. I'm bored to him, but, you know.
Right. So it's James...
John Horner.
John Horner.
Yeah.
H-O-R-N-E-R.
Yeah, down in Carmarthen.
At Carmarthen Police Station.
He is attached to Carmarthen Police Station, yes.
Okay, do you have a number for him?
I don't actually, no, I'm not to hand. I'm actually on the street at the moment, but I probably could find it for you and pass it on to you.
Right. So you've made a complaint to him about indecent images being published by Mr. Bailey on www.luckwell.com.
Yes, and other harassment that Mr. Bailey has been doing.
Right.
Via the same domain name. Over the past few months since he registered it, which I believe is on the 1st of April.
Right, the actual website contains a lot of information allegedly about yourself.
Yeah, well, I know the original website did, certainly. Now, I didn't look at it again today, but I didn't look at it yesterday either, but certainly on Monday night when I looked at it, it has been switched to the new website.
The new website, which is...
Which is the one with the indecent images on it.
Right, is there any other identifiable information on that website?
Not much, no, just... It appears to have about 100 galleries.
100 galleries?
Yeah, well, it's the top pages sort of thing, you know.
Right.
Sort of bits and pieces. You know. I mean, it's obviously difficult, it's a difficult for all of us, you know. I mean, it's difficult for me because I'm angered by it. Because he's angered me in the past anyway.
So, have you ever met Mr. Bailey? And
I've never actually been introduced to him, but we know each other through our interest in Land Rovers.
In your interest in?
Land Rover, a single car, four-wheel drive.
Right.
I mean, I'm a genuine enthusiast overseas. And that's where we would have come across each other. But he lives up in Sheffield, I live down in Carmarthen. You know, I've seen him at the shows, various events and stuff around the country. I've no idea why he's targeting me in this way.
Right.
You should best ask him, you know.
This is a very... It's a very difficult area to deal with.
It is. I mean, I must admit, if I was in your shoes, my first thought would be, well, anything like that, we don't want to be involved, but let's call the domain and tell them we can't have it any longer, sort of thing. But I don't know what the legal situation relates to that
yeah.
or not.
I think I'd like to have a chat with this officer down at Carmarthen.
He's just gone off duty now, but he will be in over the next couple of days, so...
Right, okay. Is it okay if I tell him that I've spoken to you?
Yeah, I do. Because, I mean, I didn't actually mention to him that I'd spoken to him. Well, I didn't know I hadn't spoken to you because he wouldn't just bring me after I've left him, but yeah, that's no problem at all.
Okay. And can I take some contact details for you?
Yeah, well, you got a mobile number.
Uh-huh.
And, you have my, I give you my home telephone number, which is 01267.
1267.
231.
31.
442.
42.
Now, in terms of the address, I'm not that willing in taking and giving you my address because you may be in contact with Mr. Bailey.
Right.
They don't want Mr. Bailey knowing anything.
Right, well, yeah, no, that's fair enough.
You know, I mean, it's difficult for me from that angle, but, you know, we've got to be careful here.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, this is a very serious allegation.
It is.
And so, that I need to be sort of confident that, you know, I follow this up properly.
Yeah. Obviously, any help you can give in relation to the whole thing is obviously very accepted by me, sort of thing, you know.
Okay.
I brought the matter to your attention, that's all I can do.
Right, okay, well, that's super.
All right, then.
Okay, many thanks.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.